Jeremiah chapter 8. At that time, says Yahweh, they shall bring out the bones of the kings of Judah, and the bones of his princes, and the bones of the priests, and the bones of the prophets, and the bones of the inhabitants of Jerusalem out of their graves. And they shall spread them before the sun, and the moon, and all the hosts of heaven, whom they have loved, and whom they have served, and after whom they have walked, and whom they have sought, and whom they have worshipped. They shall not be gathered, nor be buried, they shall be for dung upon the face of the earth. And death shall be chosen rather than life by all the residue of them that remain of this evil family, which remain in all the places where I have driven them, says Yahweh of hosts. Moreover, you shall say to them, thus says Yahweh, shall they fall and not arise? Shall he turn away and not return? Why then has this people of Jerusalem slid back by a perpetual backsliding? They hold fast deceit, they refuse to return. I listened and heard, but they spoke not aright. No man repented him of his wickedness, saying, what have I done? Every one turned to his course, as the horse rushes into the battle. Yes, the stork in the heaven knows her appointed times, and the turtle and the crane and the swallow observe the time of their coming, but my people know not the judgment of Yahweh. How do you say we are wise and the law of Yahweh is with us? Lo, certainly in vain made he it. The pen of the scribes is in vain. The wise men are ashamed. They are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of Yahweh, and what wisdom is in them? Therefore will I give their wives to others, and their fields to them that shall inherit them. For every one from the least even to the greatest is given to covetousness. From the prophet even to the priest, everyone deals falsely. For they have healed the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? No, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore shall they fall among them that fall. In the time of their visitation they shall be cast down, says Yahweh. I will surely consume them, says Yahweh. There shall be no grapes on the vine, nor figs on the fig tree, and the leaf shall fade, and the things that I have given them shall pass away from them. Why do we sit still? Assemble yourselves, and let us enter into the defence cities, and let us be silent there. For Yahweh our God has put us to silence, and given us water of gall to drink, because we have sinned against Yahweh. We looked for peace, but no good came, and for a time of health, and behold, trouble. The snorting of his horses was heard from Dan. The whole land trembled at the sound of the neighing of his strong ones. For they have come and have devoured the land and all that is in it, the city and those that dwell therein. For, behold, I will send serpents, poisonous serpents among you, which will not be charmed, and they shall bite you, says Yahweh. When I would comfort myself against sorrow, my heart is faint in me. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughter of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not Yahweh in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with strange vanities? The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and we are not saved. For the hurt of the daughter of my people am I hurt. I am darkened, astonishment has taken hold on me. Is there no balm in Gilead? Is there no physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughter of my people recovered? Jeremiah chapter 9. Oh, that my head were waters, and my eyes a fountain of tears, that I might weep day and night for the slain of the daughter of my people. Oh, that I had in the wilderness a lodging place of wayfaring men, that I might leave my people and go from them, for they are all adulterers, an assembly of treacherous men. And they bend their tongues like their bow for lies, but they are not valiant for the truth upon the earth, for they proceed from evil to evil, and they know not me, says Yahweh. Take you heed, every one, of his neighbour, and trust you not in any brother, for every brother will utterly supplant, and every neighbour will walk with slanders. And they will deceive every one his neighbour, and will not speak the truth. They have taught their tongue to speak lies, and weary themselves to commit iniquity. Your habitation is in the midst of deceit. Through deceit they refuse to know me, says Yahweh. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will melt them and try them, for how shall I do for the daughter of my people? Their tongue is as an arrow shot out, it speaks deceit. One speaks peaceably to his neighbour with his mouth, but in his heart he lays in wait. Shall I not visit them for these things, says Yahweh? Shall not my soul be avenged on such a nation as this? For the mountains will I take up a weeping and wailing, and for the habitations of the wilderness a lamentation, because they are burned up so that none can pass through them, neither can men hear the voice of the cattle, both the fowl of the heavens and the beast have fled, they are gone. And I will make Jerusalem heaps and a den of dragons, and I will make the cities of Judah desolate without an inhabitant. Who is the wise man that may understand this? And who is he to whom the mouth of Yahweh has spoken, that he may declare it? For what does the land perish and be burned up like a wilderness that none passes through? And Yahweh says, because they have forsaken my law which I set before them, and have not obeyed my voice, neither walked therein, but have walked after the imagination of their own heart, and after Balaam, which their fathers taught them. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will feed them, even this people, with wormwood, and give them water of gall to drink. I will scatter them also among the heathen, whom neither they nor their fathers have known, and I will send a sword after them till I have consumed them. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, consider you and call for the mourning women, that they may come, and send for cunning women, that they may come, and let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes may run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with waters. For a voice of wailing is heard out of Zion. How are we spoiled? We are greatly confounded, because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Yet hear the word of Yahweh, O you women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one her neighbour lamentation. For death has come up into our windows, and has entered into our palaces, to cut off the children from outside, and the young men from the streets. Speak thus, says Yahweh, even the carcasses of men shall fall as dung upon the open field, and as the handful after the harvest man, and none shall gather them. Thus says Yahweh, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches, but let him that glories glory in this, that he understands and knows me, that I am Yahweh, which exercises loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, says Yahweh. Behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that I will punish all them which are circumcised with the uncircumcised. Egypt and Judah and Edom and the children of Ammon and Moab and all that are in the utmost corners that dwell in the wilderness, for all these nations are uncircumcised, and all the house of Israel are uncircumcised in the heart. Jeremiah chapter 10. hear you the word which Yahweh speaks unto you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yahweh, learn not the way of the heathen, and be not dismayed at the signs of heaven, for the heathen are dismayed at them. For the customs of the people are vain, for one cuts a tree out of the forest, the work of the hands of the workman with the axe. They deck it with silver and with gold, they fasten it with nails and with hammers, that it moves not. They are upright as the palm tree, but speak not. They must need to be carried, because they cannot go. Be not afraid of them, for they cannot do evil, neither also is it in them to do good. For as much as there is none like unto you, O Yahweh, you are great, and your name is great in might. Who would not fear you, O King of nations? For to you does it appertain, for as much as among all the wise men of the nations, and in all their kingdoms, there is none like unto you. But they are altogether brutish and foolish. The tree is a doctrine of vanities. Silver spread into plates is bought from Tarshish, and gold from Uphaz, the work of the workman and of the hands of the founder. Blue and purple is their clothing. They are all the work of cunning men. But Yahweh is the true God. He is the living God and an everlasting King. At his wrath the earth shall tremble, and the nations shall not be able to contain his indignation. Thus shall you say to them, the gods that have not made the heavens and the earth, even they shall perish from the earth and from under these heavens. He has made the earth by his power, he has established the world by his wisdom, and has stretched out the heavens by his discretion. When he utters his voice, there is a multitude of waters in the heavens, and he causes the vapours to ascend from the ends of the earth. He makes lightning with rain, and brings forth the wind out of his treasuries. Every man is brutish in his knowledge, every founder is confounded by the graven image, for his molten image is falsehood, and there is no breath in them. They are vanity, and the work of errors. In the time of their visitation they shall perish. The portion of Jacob is not like them, for he is the former of all things, and Israel is the rod of his inheritance. Yahweh of hosts is his name. Gather up your wares out of the land, O inhabitant of the fortress. For thus says Yahweh, behold, I will sling out the inhabitants of the land at this time, and will distress them, that they may find it so. Woe is me, for my hurt, my wound is grievous, but I said, truly this is a grief, and I must bear it. My tabernacle is spoiled, and all my cords are broken. My children have gone forth from me, and they are not. There is none to stretch forth my tent any more, and to set up my curtains. For the pastors have become brutish, and have not sought Yahweh, therefore they shall not prosper, and all their flocks shall be scattered. Behold, the noise of the rumour has come, and a great commotion out of the north country, to make the cities of Judah desolate, and a den of dragons. O Yahweh, I know that the way of man is not in himself, it is not in man that walks to direct his steps. O Yahweh, correct me, but with judgment, not in your anger, lest you bring me to nothing. Pour out your fury upon the heathen that know you not, and upon the families that call not on your name, for they have eaten up Jacob and devoured him, and consumed him, and have made his habitation desolate. Jeremiah chapter 11. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying, hear you the words of this covenant, and speak to the men of Judah, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and say you to them, thus says Yahweh God of Israel, cursed be the man that obeys not the words of this covenant, which I commanded your fathers in the day that I brought them forth out of the land of Egypt from the iron furnace, saying, obey my voice and do them according to all which I command you, so shall you be my people, and I will be your God, that I may perform the oath which I have sworn to your fathers, to give them a land flowing with milk and honey, as it is this day. Then answered I and said, so be it, O Yahweh. Then Yahweh said to me, proclaim all these words in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem, saying, hear you the words of this covenant and do them. For I earnestly charged to your fathers in the day that I brought them up out of the land of Egypt, even unto this day, rising early and warning, saying, obey my voice. Yet they obeyed not, nor inclined their ear, but walked every one in the imagination of their evil heart. Therefore I will bring upon them all the words of this covenant which I commanded them to do, but they did them not. And Yahweh said to me, a conspiracy is found among the men of Judah and among the inhabitants of Jerusalem. They have turned back to the iniquities of their forefathers, which refused to hear my words, and they went after other gods to serve them. The house of Israel and the house of Judah have broken my covenant which I made with their fathers. Therefore thus says Yahweh, behold, I will bring evil upon them, which they shall not be able to escape, and though they shall cry unto me, I will not listen to them. Then shall the cities of Judah and inhabitants of Jerusalem go, and cry unto the gods to whom they offer incense, but they shall not save them at all in the time of their trouble. For according to the number of your cities were your gods, O Judah, and according to the number of the streets of Jerusalem, have you set up altars to that shameful thing, even altars to burn incense unto Baal. Therefore pray not you for this people, neither lift up a cry or prayer for them, for I will not hear them in the time that they cry unto me for their trouble. What has my beloved to do in my house, seeing she has worked lewdness with many, and the holy flesh has passed from you? When you do evil, then you rejoice. Yahweh called your name a green olive tree, fair and of goodly fruit. With the noise of a great tumult, he has kindled fire upon it, and the branches of it are broken. For Yahweh of hosts that planted you has pronounced evil against you for the evil of the house of Israel and of the house of Judah, which they have done against themselves to provoke me to anger in offering incense to Baal. And Yahweh has given me knowledge of it, and I know it, for you showed me their doings. But I was like a lamb or an ox that is brought to the slaughter, and I knew not that they had devised devices against me, saying, let us destroy the tree with the fruit thereof, and let us cut him off from the land of the living, that his name may be no more remembered. But, O Yahweh of hosts, that judges righteously, that tries the reins and the heart, let me see your vengeance on them, for unto you have I revealed my cause. Therefore, thus says Yahweh of the men of Anathoth that seek your life, saying, prophesy not in the name of Yahweh, that you die not by our hand. Therefore thus says Yahweh of hosts, behold, I will punish them. The young men shall die by the sword, their sons and their daughters shall die by famine, and there shall be no remnant of them, for I will bring evil upon the men of Anathoth, even the year of their punishment. Jeremiah chapter 12. Righteous are you, O Yahweh, when I plead with you, yet let me talk with you of your judgments. Why does the way of the wicked prosper? Why are all they happy that deal very treacherously? You have planted them, yes, they have taken root. They grow, yes, they bring forth fruit. You are near in their mouth and far from their reins. But you, O Yahweh, know me. You have seen me and tried my heart toward you. Pull them out like sheep for the slaughter, and prepare them for the day of slaughter. How long shall the land mourn, and the herbs of every field wither, for the wickedness of them that dwell therein? The beasts are consumed, and the birds, because they said, he shall not see our last end. If you have run with the footmen, and they have wearied you, then how can you contend with horses? And if in the land of peace wherein you trusted, they wearied you, then how will you do in the swelling of the Jordan? For even your brothers and the house of your father, even they have dealt treacherously with you. Yes, they have called a multitude after you. Believe them not, though they speak fair words to you. I have forsaken my house, I have left my heritage, I have given the dearly beloved of my soul into the hand of her enemies. My heritage is unto me as a lion in the forest, it cries out against me, therefore have I hated it. My heritage is unto me as a speckled bird, the birds round about are against her. Come you, assemble all the beasts of the field, come to devour. Many pastors have destroyed my vineyard, they have trodden my portion underfoot, they have made my pleasant portion a desolate wilderness. They have made it desolate, and being desolate it mourns unto me. The whole land is made desolate because no man takes it to heart. The spoilers have come upon all high places, though the wilderness for the sword of Yahweh shall devour from the one end of the land, even to the other end of the land, no flesh shall have peace. They have sown wheat, but shall reap thorns. They have put themselves to pain, but shall not profit, and they shall be ashamed of your revenues because of the fierce anger of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh against all my evil neighbours that touch the inheritance which I have caused my people Israel to inherit. Behold, I will pluck them out of their land and pluck out the house of Judah from among them. And it shall come to pass, after that I have plucked them out, I will return and have compassion on them, and will bring them again, every man to his heritage, and every man to his land. And it shall come to pass, if they will diligently learn the ways of my people, to swear by my name, Yahweh lives, as they taught my people to swear by Baal, then shall they be built in the midst of my people. But if they will not obey, I will utterly pluck up and destroy that nation, says Yahweh. Jeremiah chapter 13. Thus said Yahweh to me, go and get you a linen girdle, and put it upon your loins, and put it not in water. So I got a girdle according to the word of Yahweh, and put it on my loins. And the word of Yahweh came to me the second time, saying, take the girdle that you have gotten, which is upon your loins, and arise, go to the Euphrates, and hide it there in a hole of the rock. So I went and hid it by the Euphrates, as Yahweh commanded me. And it came to pass after many days that Yahweh said to me, arise, go to the Euphrates, and take the girdle from there which I commanded you to hide there. Then I went to the Euphrates and dug and took the girdle from the place where I had hidden it, and, behold, the girdle was marred, it was profitable for nothing. Then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying, thus says Yahweh, after this manner will I mar the pride of Judah and the great pride of Jerusalem. This evil people, which refuse to hear my words, which walk in the imagination of their heart, and walk after other gods to serve them and to worship them, shall even be as this girdle, which is good for nothing. For as the girdle clings to the loins of a man, so have I caused to cling to me the whole house of Israel and the whole house of Judah, says Yahweh, that they might be unto me for a people, and for a name, and for a praise, and for a glory, but they would not hear. Therefore you shall speak unto them this word. Thus says Yahweh God of Israel, every bottle shall be filled with wine, and they shall say to you, do we not certainly know that every bottle shall be filled with wine? Then shall you say to them, thus says Yahweh, behold, I will fill all the inhabitants of this land, even the kings that sit upon David's throne, and the priests, and the prophets, and all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, with drunkenness, and I will dash them one against another, even the fathers and the sons together, says Yahweh. I will not pity, nor spare, nor have mercy, but destroy them. Hear you and give ear, be not proud, for Yahweh has spoken. Give glory to Yahweh your God before he causes darkness, and before your feet stumble upon the dark mountains. And while you look for light, he turns it into the shadow of death and makes it total darkness. But if you will not hear it, my soul shall weep in secret places for your pride, and my eye shall weep much and run down with tears, because Yahweh's flock is carried away captive. Say to the king and to the queen, humble yourselves, sit down, for your principalities shall come down, even the crown of your glory. The cities of the south shall be shut up, and none shall open them. Judah shall be carried away captive, all of it, it shall be wholly carried away captive. Lift up your eyes and behold them that come from the north, where is the flock that was given you, your beautiful flock. What will you say when he shall punish you? For you have taught them to be captains and as chiefs over you. Shall not sorrows take you as a woman in labour? And if you say in your heart, why come these things upon me? For the greatness of your iniquity are your skirts uncovered and your heels made bare. Can the Ethiopian change his skin, or the leopard his spots? Then may you also do good that are accustomed to do evil. Therefore will I scatter them as the stubble that passes away by the wind of the wilderness. This is your lot, the portion of your measures from me, says Yahweh, because you have forgotten me and trusted in falsehood. Therefore will I uncover your skirts upon your face, that your shame may appear. I have seen your adulteries and your neighings, the lewdness of your whoredom, and your abominations on the hills in the fields. Woe unto you, O Jerusalem! Will you not be made clean? When shall it yet be? Jeremiah chapter 14. The word of Yahweh that came to Jeremiah concerning the famine. Judah mourns, and the gates thereof languish. They are darkened unto the ground, and the cry of Jerusalem has gone up. And their nobles have sent their little ones to the waters. They came to the pits and found no water. They returned with their vessels empty. They were ashamed and confounded, and covered their heads. Because the ground is chapped, for there was no rain in the earth, the ploughmen were ashamed, they covered their heads. Yes, the deer also calved in the field and forsook it, because there was no grass. And the wild donkeys did stand in the high places, they snuffed up the wind like dragons, their eyes did fail, because there was no grass. O Yahweh, though our iniquities testify against us, do you it for your name's sake, for our backslidings are many. We have sinned against you. O the hope of Israel, the saviour thereof in time of trouble, why should you be as a stranger in the land, and as a wayfaring man that turns aside to tarry for a night? Why should you be as a man astonished, as a mighty man that cannot save? Yet you, O Yahweh, are in the midst of us, and we are called by your name. Leave us not. Thus says Yahweh unto this people, thus have they loved to wander, they have not refrained their feet. Therefore Yahweh does not accept them. He will now remember their iniquity and visit their sins. Then said Yahweh to me, pray not for this people for their good. When they fast, I will not hear their cry, and when they offer burnt offering and an oblation, I will not accept them, but I will consume them by the sword, and by the famine, and by the pestilence. Then said I, ah, Lord Yahweh, behold, the prophets say to them, you shall not see the sword, neither shall you have famine, but I will give you assured peace in this place. Then Yahweh said to me, the prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spoke to them. They prophesy to you a false vision and divination, and a thing of nothing, and the deceit of their heart. Therefore, thus says Yahweh concerning the prophets that prophesy in my name, and I sent them not, yet they say, sword and famine shall not be in this land, by sword and famine shall those prophets be consumed. and the people to whom they prophesy shall be cast out in the streets of Jerusalem because of the famine and the sword, and they shall have none to bury them, their wives, nor their sons, nor their daughters, for I will pour their wickedness upon them. Therefore you shall say this word to them, let my eyes run down with tears night and day, and let them not cease, for the virgin daughter of my people is broken with a great breach, with a very grievous blow. If I go forth into the field, then behold the slain with the sword, and if I enter into the city, then behold them that are sick with famine. Yes, both the prophet and the priest go about into a land that they know not. Have you utterly rejected Judah? Has your soul loathed Zion? Why have you smitten us, and there is no healing for us? We looked for peace, and there is no good, and for the time of healing, and behold trouble. We acknowledge, O Yahweh, our wickedness and the iniquity of our fathers, for we have sinned against you. Do not abhor us for your name's sake. Do not disgrace the throne of your glory. Remember, break not your covenant with us. Are there any among the vanities of the Gentiles that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are not you he, O Yahweh, our God? Therefore we will wait upon you, for you have made all these things. Jeremiah chapter 15. Then said Yahweh to me, though Moses and Samuel stood before me, yet my mind could not be toward this people. Cast them out of my sight, and let them go forth. And it shall come to pass, if they say to you, where shall we go forth? Then you shall tell them, thus says Yahweh, such as are for death to death, and such as are for the sword to the sword, and such as are for the famine to the famine, and such as are for the captivity to the captivity. And I will appoint over them four kinds, says Yahweh, the sword to slay, and the dogs to tear, and the fowls of the heaven, and the beasts of the earth to devour and destroy. And I will cause them to be removed into all kingdoms of the earth because of Manasseh the son of Hezekiah, king of Judah, for that which he did in Jerusalem. For who shall have pity upon you, O Jerusalem, or who shall bemoan you, or who shall go aside to ask how you do? You have forsaken me, says Yahweh, you have gone backward, therefore will I stretch out my hand against you and destroy you. I am weary with repenting. And I will fan them with a fan in the gates of the land. I will bereave them of children. I will destroy my people, since they return not from their ways. Their widows are increased to me above the sand of the seas. I have brought upon them, against the mother of the young men, a spoiler at noonday. I have caused him to fall upon it suddenly, and terrors upon the city. She that has borne seven languishes, she has given up the ghost, her son has gone down while it was yet day. She has been ashamed and confounded, and the residue of them will I deliver to the sword before their enemies, says Yahweh. Woe is me, my mother, that you have borne me a man of strife and a man of contention to the whole earth. I have neither lent on usury, nor men have lent to me on usury, yet every one of them does curse me. Yahweh said, truly it shall be well with your remnant, truly I will cause the enemy to entreat you well in the time of evil and in the time of affliction. Shall iron break the northern iron and the steel? Your substance and your treasures will I give to the spoil without price, and that for all your sins, even in all your borders. And I will make you to pass with your enemies into a land which you know not, for a fire is kindled in my anger, which shall burn upon you. O Yahweh, you know. Remember me, and visit me, and revenge me of my persecutors. Take me not away in your long-suffering. Know that for your sake I have suffered rebuke. Your words were found, and I did eat them, and your word was to me the joy and rejoicing of my heart, for I am called by your name, O Yahweh, God of hosts. I sat not in the assembly of the mockers, nor rejoiced. I sat alone because of your hand, for you have filled me with indignation. Why is my pain perpetual and my wound incurable, which refuses to be healed? Will you be altogether to me as a liar and as waters that fail? Therefore, thus says Yahweh, if you return, then will I bring you again, and you shall stand before me. And if you take forth the precious from the vial, you shall be as my mouth. Let them return unto you, but return not you unto them. And I will make you unto this people a fenced brazen wall, and they shall fight against you, but they shall not prevail against you, for I am with you to save you and to deliver you, says Yahweh. And I will deliver you out of the hand of the wicked, and I will redeem you out of the hand of the terrible. Jeremiah chapter 16. The word of Yahweh came also to me, saying, you shall not take you a wife, neither shall you have sons or daughters in this place. For thus says Yahweh concerning the sons and concerning the daughters that are born in this place, and concerning their mothers that bore them, and concerning their fathers that begot them in this land, they shall die of grievous deaths. They shall not be lamented, neither shall they be buried, but they shall be as dung upon the face of the earth, and they shall be consumed by the sword and by famine. And their carcasses shall be meat for the fowls of heaven and for the beasts of the earth. For thus says Yahweh, enter not into the house of mourning, neither go to lament nor bemoan them. For I have taken away my peace from this people, says Yahweh, even loving kindness and mercies. Both the great and the small shall die in this land. They shall not be buried, neither shall men lament for them, nor cut themselves, nor make themselves bald for them. Neither shall men tear themselves for them in mourning to comfort them for the dead, neither shall men give them the cup of consolation to drink for their father or for their mother. You shall not also go into the house of feasting to sit with them, to eat and to drink. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, the God of Israel, behold, I will cause to cease out of this place in your eyes and in your days the voice of joy and the voice of gladness, the voice of the bridegroom and the voice of the bride. And it shall come to pass when you shall show this people all these words, and they shall say to you, why has Yahweh pronounced all this great evil against us? Or what is our iniquity, or what is our sin that we have committed against Yahweh our God? Then shall you say to them, because your fathers have forsaken me, says Yahweh, and have walked after other gods, and have served them, and have worshipped them, and have forsaken me, and have not kept my law. And you have done worse than your fathers, for behold, you walk every one after the imagination of his evil heart, that they may not listen to me. Therefore will I cast you out of this land into a land that you know not, neither you nor your fathers, and there shall you serve other gods day and night, where I will not show you favour. Therefore, behold, the days come, says Yahweh, that it shall no more be said, Yahweh lives that brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Yahweh lives that be brought up the children of Israel from the land of the north, and from all the lands where he had driven them, and I will bring them again into their land that I gave to their fathers. Behold, I will send for many fishers, says Yahweh, and they shall fish them, and after will I send for many hunters, and they shall hunt them from every mountain and from every hill and out of the holes of the rocks. For my eyes are upon all their ways, they are not hidden from my face, neither is their iniquity hidden from my eyes. And first I will recompense their iniquity and their sin double, because they have defiled my land, they have filled my inheritance with the carcasses of their detestable and abominable things. O Yahweh, my strength and my fortress, and my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth, and shall say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, vanity, and things wherein there is no profit. Shall a man make gods unto himself, and they are no gods? Therefore, behold, I will this once cause them to know, I will cause them to know my hand and my might, and they shall know that my name is Yahweh.